right. So you will be back on the first page where we go over homework. I know it's half a page worth. I promise it's not as bad as it looks. So first homework assignment, very consistent as far as the whole rest of this training. Every time a new skill is introduced, we give you opportunities to practice it at home with your kids in or out of the playroom. So this is kind of a both. So just like we did with choice giving last time, where it was practice giving a choice in the play session and out, we're going to do exactly the same thing. This week it's going to be an esteem building response in and out of the play session. So obviously during the play session, we will be able to see that when we review your special playtime. So you're going to actually document the one that takes place outside of the play session. So that's all you're doing for homework assignment number one. Use the new esteem building skill. You did it, you got it, you figured it out, you're determined, you're not giving up, you have a plan, you know how you want that to go. Use one of those phrases this week with your children and write down what happened, what you said, and how the child responded. So obviously the one in the play session is important as well, but that will be part of the playtime. This will be outside of the playtime. So that's assignment number one. Number two, one of my favorites. I love this homework assignment. And as a teaser, we're actually going to do this 3 weeks in a row, but this is the first one. So you're only going to write one, but we will do this the next 2 weeks just to let you know what's coming. You're going to write a note to your child of focus, but also to the rest of your children if you have more than one child. So I know you've had a child of focus and that has been the child you've been playing with and doing your play sessions with. This homework assignment extends to every child in the family. So you're going to point out a positive character quality that you appreciate in the child and tell them about it in a very quick letter. So you have a script here, and please don't deviate from the script. I've had parents that come in and they tell me what the letter said, and they wrote this really heartfelt, sweet, long love letter to their kids. And it served a lot of purposes, but it missed the purpose of this homework assignment, which is I'm pointing out a positive character trait that I see in you. And I just wanted you to know that I noticed that you have that trait. If you fluff it up with a whole bunch of other stuff, that message gets lost. So please use this script. It's there for you on purpose. Dear Johnny, I was just thinking about you, and what I was thinking is that you are so, pick a word. Now, right after the esteem building responses sheet, you would have had a positive character quality list. That is what that is for. That gives you, I'm going to argue 45 to 60 opportunities of what is a positive character quality that my child has. So get a kid in mind and then say, you know what, that child is loving. I'm going to choose that word. Think of your other kids and say, you know what, that child is resourceful. So there's a whole cheat sheet list here that you can use. Now, if you look over that entire list and say, I don't really think any of those are the best fit for a character quality of one of my kids, you can use one of your own. Don't feel obligated to use one of those, but that's a pretty comprehensive list of a lot of traits that kids possess. So you'll take one of those from the list and you'll fill it in that blank. And then you'll say, I love you, and then who you are to the child. So super simple, one sentence. Dear so-and-so, I was just thinking about you, and what I was thinking is that you are so thoughtful. I love you, Mom. That's all you're going to put. It's very simple. We encourage you to mail the first one to your child. Kids don't get mail very often. There is something very special about getting something in the mailbox when nothing really ever comes addressed to you. So even if you don't mail it and then actually have it go through the post office and come back to your own mailbox, you can still stamp it and put a return address and put their name on it and lay it in the mailbox and then go out to the mailbox with your child and let them see that there's a letter in there for them. So you don't actually have to go through the process of mailing it, but it is helpful for it to look like it was in the mailbox as a stamped letter. So we will vary the way that the next two letters are delivered. You won't mail all three, but for this week only, write this short little letter, choose a word from the list, and then mail it, or at least have it in the mailbox for your child. Okay, here is an important follow-up. So after they've opened the letter, now some of your little ones that don't read, you would probably want to read the letter to them so they fully understand what it says. Here is something that is helpful to do afterwards. After they've read it, after they've opened it up, you say, "That's such an important quality. We could put that on the fridge, on the bulletin board, in your room, wherever you typically post things that are noteworthy. You know, they bring home an A, they make an art project. Where do you hang those up? Where do you post those?" That letter can go in that kind of scenario. So the very important reminder, don't expect a response. Sometimes kids, you know that they've opened it and read it because you see it opened and laying somewhere, and they act as if nothing happened. That is okay. Some kids look at it and I even see on their face, like, "What the heck is this?" And they move on. That's okay. Some kids are like, "Thanks," and they move on. Some kids are like, "That was so sweet, thank you so much." And so you never know what kind of reaction you're going to get, and every kid's going to be different. The moral of the story is the response is not the intention. What is the intention? It is to make them aware of a positive character quality that you see in them. That's it. So if they ignore you, if they're thrilled, if they write you a letter back, if they scowl at you, it really doesn't matter. The point is to plant a seed that you are aware of positive character qualities that they have. So the response is not important. It is just the fact that you made it clear to them that you notice something about them that you consider to be a positive attribute. So don't expect a response. It's okay if you get none. Just write the letter and that's enough. It does the job. Number three, obviously, conduct your play session as always. You can review anything beforehand and then complete your parent play session notes, just kind of as a, "Here are my thoughts about the session." And then we can talk about that when we meet live with you. So I know it looked like a lot, but it's really not. You're just going to practice giving esteem building in and out of the play session, write that little note, and then conduct your play session. So that's it for week 7. Thank you for coming this far. You should be very proud of that. This is a big accomplishment in your life, in your child's life, and in the life of your family. So be encouraged and excited about everything that's happening for all of you. We're excited for you too. We will see you in week 8. Bye.